Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, the place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, Open Heavens and the Family of God.
And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Arise and go to Padan-Aram, the house of Bethuel, the mother's father, and take a wife from thence of the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee and make thee fruitful and multiply, that thou mayest be a multiple of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Padan-Aram, and unto Laban, the son of Bethuel, of Syrian, of the brother of Rebekah, Jacob's, and Esau's mother. And when Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan-Aram, that he went, and from thence a wife, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Continue.
And that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother and had gone to Padan-Aram. Also Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Naphtali, to be his wife in addition to the wives he had. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night, because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south, and in you and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place. And I did not know it. And he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put at his head, set it up as a pillar, and poured out oil on top of it. And he called the name of the place Bethel, but the name of that city had been Luz previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, If God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. And this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you.
Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 8 through 19. Verse 12 of chapter 28 says, And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached into heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. I'm talking about family now. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and to thy seed, and to all the families of the earth. And behold, I am with thee. And behold, I am with thee. Do me a favor. Talk to somebody and say, the Lord is with you. Somebody put a hallelujah on the end of that. And behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee, and all the places thou goest, and I will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I've done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awakened out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and he said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 8 through 19. When you have the word, say, I have the word. Ephesians chapter number 3, verse 8 through 19. Unto me, in whom I am less than all the saints, is the grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men to see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of him. Wherefore I desire that you faint not in my tribulation for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, he keeps talking about family. Do me a favor, somebody tell your neighbor, say, God is talking about family. Of the whole family in heaven and earth it is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, be strengthened with his might by the Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. May the Lord continue to bless the reading of his word. For a few moments today, I want to pick up from where I left off last week, and I want to talk about the open heavens and the family of God. The open heavens and the family of God. The open heavens and the family of God. Somebody say that with me. Say, the open heavens and the family of God. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. For these next few moments, God, give me articulation of speech. Most importantly, anoint that which I say that would destroy the yoke, God. You said you sent your word and it healed us, Father. Send your word today, God, and speak like you've never spoken before. Declare your truths, Father. And when you've declared your truths, give us an ear to hear what it is that you're saying to the church. We are the church, Lord. And now, God, because we are the church, as there are gates of heaven, now because of open heavens, let the gates of hell not prevail, God. Lord, give us preaching power, God. Prophesy through us, God. Speak to us, God. Let principalities and power now be on aware that the people of God are woke, God, and they are now ready to do the will of God. Speak today, God. And when you've spoken, we'll give you glory and honor and praise. And all God's people said amen and amen. For a few moments, I want to talk about the open heavens and the family of God. The open heavens and the family of God. Matthew Henry talks about Genesis chapter 28, and he gives five pivotal things that that the author, most believe Moses, articulates in this passage. First thing it is an important account of the moment in a key patriarch and his parents. It is a key moment with the patriarch and his parents. Number two, Matthew Henry said, the patriarch is granted a blessing and an encouragement to follow the way of obedience. The patriarch, in a key moment, is giving the blessing. Come on, tell your neighbor's neighbor, you already blessed. You already blessed. You don't have to look for a blessing. You already blessed. And whom God has blessed, Let no man believe that he can curse. Whom God has blessed, let no man, woman, child believe that they now can curse. Somebody say real loud, I'm already blessed. I'm already blessed. Somebody need to go tell the witch doctor that's calling my name, it ain't going to work. Because I'm already blessed. All right. So the patriarch is given a blessing, and we've been given a like blessing with receiving Christ. But also the patriarch is encouraged to follow the way of obedience. I'm going to talk about that just a little bit more in a few moments. But he's blessed, but now he still has to maintain obedience. The third thing that Matthew Henry says in this text, the patriarch has an influence on his brother named Esau. Your obedience, and this is probably going to be some meat for you to swallow, will bring out disobedience in your arch nemesis. Matthew Henry says that when Jacob does exactly what his father says to do, Esau does the very opposite. Are y'all with me? When we obey God, watch what the nemesis do. It's normally the very opposite, trying to get up under our skins. But Matthew Henry says, Jacob is encouraged for obedience. Come on, somebody say, I'm encouraged to be obedient. He discovers, the fourth thing is he discovers in this pursuing obedience, he discovers a unique meeting place with God. He discovers a unique meeting place with God. And he calls it the house of God or the gate of heaven, understanding that it was now a position of an open heaven. Whenever we've been blessed, whenever we follow the way of obedience, whenever we understand what God is doing with us, we will discover a meeting place with God, and it will be like an open heaven. Jacob understands, according to Matthew Henry, that he now must make a vow to God. He now must make a vow to God. Some of the things that is going on with us now, God is looking for some new vows. Are y'all still here? Some of the ways that God is now blessing us, he wants us to give up that and never go back to it again. When Jacob gets to this place, if you read the text carefully, he makes a new vow to God. And he's asking something from God, but when he makes the vow, what he's discovered is what he's asking for, God has already promised him he's going to do. Sometimes what we're asking God for, if we would examine what he said over the last 2 weeks, over the last 3 months, over the last year, he's already made a promise, and now your vow should remind you of the promise and the prophecy. Jacob's vow in this text reminds him of the promise and the prophecy. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, just make your vow because God has already promised and prophesied to you. If you look at Genesis 28, 21, 22, we see this in actual scripture. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, God, if you will be with me and keep me in the way that I will go and will be my bread to eat and raiment to put on so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and the stone which I've set as a pillar shall be a God's house, and for all thou shalt give me, I will surely give thee a tenth. Jacob says this in verse 20, 21, and 22. He makes his vow. But if you skip back to verse number 13, everything that he's asking for, God's already promised him he's going to do it. And behold, I am with thee. Everything that Jacob is asking for in the vow, God has already told him, I'm going to give it to you. Every now and then, God brings us to a meeting place for us to make a new vow that we think is new, so we'll be reminded what he's already promised and what he's already prophesied. Say that again, because some of you missed it. Every now and then, we come to a meeting place with God. God does something spectacular. God does something incredible. And now we're making this new, what we call a new vow to God. But then if we really think about what we're asking for, God, will you be with me? God, will you protect me? God, will you be my provider? God, will you be my shield? After we made a vow, if we think about it, he already promised and prophesied he would do just that. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, he's already got that covered. He's already got that covered. When we arrive to places of open heavens, our vows become very important. Ecclesiastes 5:5 said, it's better not to make a vow than to make a vow and not keep it. We are making the vow, and somebody really needs to hear this today. We are making the vow so our memory can be stimulated about what God has already promised and prophesied. In this text in Genesis 28, Jacob's memory is stimulated that God's already got that covered. And somebody really needs to hear that today, because you're asking God over and over, God, are you going to protect me? And God, are you going to watch out for me? And God, are you going to make a way? It's like God does not know we've arrived at a harder place than normal. And he's trying to get us to understand, did I not tell you, lo, I'm with you always, even till the end of the earth. God's not moved by who walked out. He's already got that covered. Somebody tell your neighbor, he's already got that covered. He wants us to understand that if you're under my open heaven, if you my family, I already got that covered. Do me a favor, talk to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, you're under open heaven. You're in the family. He already got that covered. So that means stop worrying. That means stop fretting. Even when our God is late, he's very timely. Okay, you didn't hear what I said. Matthew Henry says these five things are important to the patriarch in this text. Matthew Henry writes a little bit further, and he says, Jacob in the text is comfortable with his divine blessing. Stay with me. Matthew Henry says, when we come to Genesis 28, Jacob is comfortable with his divine blessing. Some of us are doing too much squirming because we're not comfortable with the blessing that is on us. The Bible, Matthew Henry says that Jacob is already comfortable, so because he's comfortable, not only of the blessing, but of protection, he now is so at ease that he's willing to be exposed by laying his head on a stone. And I know most of us don't understand, because we don't understand Middle Eastern territory outside of Syria where Jacob was. But Jacob is so comfortable that God has blessed me. Jacob is so comfortable that God divinely protects me. Jacob is so at ease that God is with him that he lays his head down in the very place that animals alone should have ate him all up, if not the desert heat burning him up. He was so into, I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed when I come. I'm blessed when I go. Could it be that God let us go through some stuff to see how blessed we really are? I feel like preaching now. Every now and then, oh God, God's got to let us go through something so everybody around us will know that boy right there is blessed. You didn't hear what I said. I remember one of the saints in Wilson Revival Center, she was talking to my mother about the time that I journeyed and pastored down there. And she said, I don't know what it is about Lawrence, but he's like a cat with nine lives. I don't care what happened to him. He lands on his feet. Oh, y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. It ain't just Lawrence, Elder Blackwell. You might have to help me preach today. It ain't just Lawrence. You got to understand that if I'm in the city, I'm blessed. If I'm in the field, I'm blessed. If I got money in my pocket, I'm blessed. If I'm broke, I'm still blessed. Every now and then, God lets us go through something so he can show us how blessed we really are. Say that one more time, and then I'm going to get back in my place, and I'm going to finish my little nice little sermon. Every now and then, what you going through, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. One preacher said a bad Negro, but I ain't going to say that. Every now and then, the fiery furnace is trying to show you who you are. Oh, God. Every now and then, Daniel, it has to be lions surrounding you. Every now and then, Apostle Paul, it has to be false brethren hurling out false accusations against you. Every now and then, you got to go through something so you can be validated, so you can get the stamp of approval. He's mine and she's mine. Every now and then, it's just to validify that you blessed no matter what. And ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Jacob in the text is so comfortable, he does what Psalms 23 tells him to do. He lays his head down in green pastures. He's led by still waters. The Lord restores his soul. He goes in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. How many of us, if we were Jacob leaving our father's house, could have laid our head down on a place that we didn't know what would become of us? Every now and then, God's trying to get us to a place so we can lay our heads down regardless of where we are. Some point of this journey, he's going to get you to the place that don't steal your sleep. Ah, God. Oh, God, I feel like preaching now. He's going to get you to the place. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's going to keep working on us till we get to the place that it does not make a difference, the doctor's diagnosis, or pronouncing of what's going to come to pass. He's going to let us keep on walking into reports that sounds negative and contrary to his report until we get to the place that we believe the report of the Lord regardless of all other reports. Jacob is so at ease in the text that he lays himself down on a stone because he knows the Lord is his shepherd. There are three levels of faith that God is trying to get us to navigate through. Come Bible study Tuesday night, I'll talk about the three levels of discipleship. There are three levels of faith. There's three levels of discipleship. Most of us are on level one in discipleship, but you got to come to Bible study to get that. But on the level of faith, there is faith to believe God for salvation. But you got to move beyond faith for salvation. You got to move to the level that you believe God, amen, for miracle signs and wonders. And if you ever believe God for miracle signs and wonders, you'll get to the place that you totally trust him and you call him just and perfect in all of his ways and none of this stuff don't move you. Jacob laid his head down because he totally trusted in God. He knew that the heavens above me were open regardless of what Esau had on his mind. regardless of what these wild animals might do, regardless of whether sunshine, regardless of whether I had water or no water, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Somebody do me a favor. Open up your mouth and say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Now, I need you to say that with some attitude. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. If I get furloughed, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Amen. You didn't hear what I said. Whether I got a whole bunch of money or the stock market has crashed and all my money, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Jacob understood in Genesis 28 that the blessing was on him. God was his protector. He knew this. He knew it don't make a difference where I am. I'm fearfully and I'm wonderfully made. I'm an atmosphere changer. Stuff happen when I show up. It might not have happened because you was there, but when I get there, he going to prepare a table before me in the very presence of my enemies. Y'all, please hear me. God will keep working on us, forming us through spiritual formation, through transformation, through the renewing of our mind until we get to the place that we totally trust him. He'll keep working on us. He'll keep letting situations come about till we get to the place that we say, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but I remember the name of the Lord, and the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous went unto it, and they are saved.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.